Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you've been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. My next offering of Shamanic Reiki Level 1 training is coming up virtually on February 5th and 6th. So check the show notes for the link or head to myshamaniclife.com and find the Shamanic Reiki training page in the bottom menu. One of the first things that we do in shamanic Reiki training is meet animal helping spirits because they're so accessible and relatable. If you are drawn to animals the way I am, then the shamanic Reiki training is for you. And shamanic Reiki Level 1 is a great way to begin your journey to bring healing to yourself, to your loved ones and friends, and to our earth and all her wild beings. If you caught last week's episode, you'll remember that I talked about how heartbroken I was feeling about the wolves that have been killed by hunters since their federal protections were lifted. In addition to the yoga practice that I shared, I did some ritual to protect those wolves that remain. If you head to myshamaniclife.com, you'll find that ritual on my blog if you'd like to try it too. to continue our advocacy and activism when things get sad or frustrating. We have to first work with those feelings, like we did in last week's episode. Then, restore our sense of power and purpose. This meditation assists with that. I invite you to get comfortable. You can sit or lie down. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Notice how you're breathing naturally. Don't judge. Just notice. Notice for a couple of breaths. Now start deepening your breath until you're breathing into your belly. Let your abdomen relax and expand with the inhale and deflate with the exhale. Breathe in and out of your nose. Continue breathing deeply into your abdomen. Inhale on three counts. 1, 2, 3. Exhale for 3, 2, 1. Inhale on three counts. 1, 2, 3. Exhale for 3, 2, 1. Continue. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Continue on your own. Now let's slow it down. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Continue. Now inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now let images form in your mind as my voice guides you. You are in the middle of a clearing in a forest. It is a crisp, clear night. The stars are out. The moon is full and casts a glowing aura across the frozen land. You feel sacred energy buzzing all around you, and you know that you are safe and protected and loved. You hear a howling in the woods. How do you respond to this howling? How does it make you feel? You have the urge to answer the call, and you head in that direction toward the forest. The howling continues, so you chase it. Feel yourself running through the trees. Feel your feet on the cold soil. Feel the crisp air dancing in your hair. Feel how free you are in this moment, running toward the call. The moon's light is veiled in the thick trees, but you're not led by sight, but with an inner knowing. Where do you feel this inner knowing in your body? Feel the energy of your inner knowing reawakening. You start to hear other footsteps behind and around you, but they are not like your own. They are padded and four-legged. You realize that you are running in your pack. You are not afraid because you know they won't harm you. You are family. You are linked together in spirit. How many wolves do you see? What do they look like? How do they make you feel? Sense that you are running and playing with them all while moving toward the howling that is drawing you all closer. With your pack, you reach a cliff. From the cliff, you see the bright moon high in the night sky, casting light on thousands upon thousands of acres of forest. Take in this view for a moment. Now you notice that the pack is looking to a set of huge rocks along the cliff's path. You see a large shadow sitting there watching you all, and realize this is the leader of your pack and where the howling was coming from. What does your pack leader look like? See or sense them? Are they male or female? What does their energy feel like? Remember, they do not want to harm you, just to connect with you. Your pack leader beckons you closer, and you are compelled to stand before them in the moonlight. They gaze upon you gently and patiently. You can now have a dialogue with your pack leader. Ask them questions. Wait for the answer. Listen with all of your senses. The answer may come as a feeling, an image, a voice. Now tell your leader anything you desire them to know. Now thank your leader for their time with you and walk back to the pack. You sense that it is time to collectively howl as the moon. What do you wish to release with this howling? What do you wish to celebrate? What do you wish to manifest? Let these feelings rise up inside you, from your root and up through your crown, at the top of your head. Let your energy centers open. When you feel ready to release this energy into the universe, howl with your pack. You may even feel the instinct to howl out loud, and that is okay. Do it if it feels right. Feel yourself opening to the collective energy around you, and know that you are connected to all other living things. With each howl, release your doubts, celebrate your blessings, and howl out your desires. Your pack is supporting you. adding to the energy and manifestation. You stop howling, and your pack stops as well. Feel the energy in the silence buzzing around you. Become aware of your senses, your physical sensations, your hearing, your taste, your smell. Now ground the energy in your body. Imagine a bright shimmering light, the moonlight pouring down the top of your head, down your spine, all the way to your feet. What color is the light? Send the energy from your feet into the earth. Deep down. Now you hear the padded paw prints trot away, and you know it's time to go, and the pack is retreating back into the woods. Look down at your feet and see that your leader has left you a gift. What is it? Pick it up and put it in your pocket. Know you always have this talisman and your pack to come back to. Move back to the clearing, retracing your steps. Notice how it feels to be in the woods now. And now physically come back to your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Deepen your breath. Notice the breath flowing in and out. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Take a moment to reflect on your experience. You might desire to write about it in your journal. Continue to move and stretch as your spirit comes all the way back into your physical being. Be open to more messages from your wolf pack leader. Messages may come from nature or in your dreams. And honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.